بس وكشت كم كلوسة إن شاء الله نفنيش الصلاة هذه قريب قريب أجا إن شاء الله مختصر ترسوغا إن شاء الله ستي قريب قريب أجا إن شاء الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله محترم بايدو سبزرگو respected brothers and elders we started this chapter باب فضل البكاء من خشية الله تعالى وشوقا إليه the chapter which talks about the virtue of crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of longing to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala اس باب کے اندر امام نووی رحمت اللہ علیہ ان احادیث کو بیان فرمائیں گے جن میں رونے کی فضیلت اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت کے مارے اللہ تعالیٰ کے ڈر کے مارے رونے کی فضیلت اس حدیث اس باب کے اندر بیان کی جائے گی وعن ابن وعن انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ وعن ابی حریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا يلج النار رجل بكى من خشية الله حتى يعود اللبن في الضرع ولا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that person will not enter جهنم who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until milk returns into the teat from which milk emerges. And the soil, the dust of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam cannot merge, cannot mix. So two very important things are mentioned in this hadith. Firstly, the virtue of crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the same way it is impossible that when milk emerges from the teat, from the breast, the way that it is impossible for it to go back in. Similarly, someone who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's impossible for them to go into the fire of Jahannam. So this shows, because a person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's an indicator, it's a sign, okay, his heart is soft. And his heart is soft out of remembering his sins. His heart is soft because of remembering death. His heart is soft because of reciting the Quran excessively. All of these things soften the heart. Aur dil jab naram hota hai, to rona bahut aasan ho jata hai. And when the heart is soft, then it's very easy to cry. And when the heart is hard, it's very difficult to cry. And that's why in our deen, the instruction from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that when we do dua in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cry. And for a Muslim, crying should come easily. And even if we cannot cry, at least have the appearance of someone crying. It's very important that we make ourselves as humble as possible. And a person feels as broken as possible. Like in the hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُنْكَسِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ أَجْلِي مُنْكَسِرَةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ مِنْ أَجْلِ That I am with those people whose hearts are broken because of my sake. That they, it's like, you know, a loved one has passed away. The way you are just constantly sad. You see something, you see their duvet cover, you see their clothes, you see their socks, you see their house, and straight away you start crying. Because your heart is broken, because that beloved person passed away. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am with that person whose heart is broken out of my love. That he just wants to be with me. And the ulama, subhanallah, they give the example of Layla and Majnoon and all of these examples. That when a person has true love for someone, their heart is just connected. Like now we talk about Palestine and the situation in Palestine. It's more important, I mentioned today in Salah as well, yesterday in Salah as well, that this fikr is there, fikr. That the heart is attached. Look at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, Muslims are going through one difficult situation. He wouldn't just make one dua and then finished. Go about his daily life. Go about his other responsibilities. But that fikr, that gham, that sadness would be connected at all times. He wouldn't be able to let go of it. So similarly, a halat, difficulty, trial, tribulation which comes upon the Muslims, for a Muslim, we shouldn't be able to imagine my son, my daughter, my father, my mother was in a very difficult situation. My whole 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, my whole week, my whole month, my whole year, I'd be constantly thinking, I'd be stressed out. A person would look at my face and say, Bichara, he's like this because his son is ill. He's like this because his daughter is ill. So similarly, the Muslims in Palestine, they're Muslims. One single Muslim going through hardship should make me constantly sad. We have an imbalance. Ifrat aur tafreet ke shikar hum ho jate hain. Ya to protest, march, shout, scream. And then after that, come home, have lots of takeaway, come home, go to sleep, no Isha, no Fajr, no Dua, no nothing. So we've gone one extreme. And on the other side, we're just totally neglectful. So there has to be a balance. We do everything which is in our ability, but the main thing is fikr. On the basis of a person's fikr, then a person will do amal, you know, constantly. I go home, I was going to sit down and watch television. How can I sit down and watch television and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when my fellow Muslims, brothers and sisters throughout the world are going through hardship? Maybe this is an adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of my sin. When people would come to Hazrat Murna, Hazrat Ji rahmatullahi alayhi, third Hazrat Ji rahmatullahi alayhi, and they would come to him and say, Hazrat, you know, in this country this situation is happening to the Muslims. Or look at the Muslimanon ki hal is mulk mein, us dusre mulk mein, tisre mulk mein. So Hazrat bas niche dekhe, phir kehte the ke, all of this which is happening is because of my own sins. You know, this is how we need to feel. Or phir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki madad aati hai. So that's why it's very important. You know, a person's heart is connected, dil naram ho. And the heart is connected to the Muslims, the situation of the Muslims at all times. Fikr keeps a person's heart soft, keeps a person focused, keeps a person away from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to have this practice, develop this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do whatever it takes. Lots of istighfar, visiting the graveyard, remembering death, reciting the Quran. These are things which soften the heart, and these are things which make a person cry and connect a person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And too much laughing, too much falling into things of dunya, buying the new phone, buying the new car, buying the new gadget, always watching videos of dunya, this makes a person ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very, very important. And the second part of this hadith is, وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَدُخَانُ جَهَنَّمُ. The dust of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam cannot mix. Subhanallah. So someone who is a mujahid in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, this definition of fi sabilillah is very, very aam, it's very general. In the books of hadith, we see that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, for example, in his book of hadith, he mentions a hadith about fi sabilillah under the chapter of walking to Jum'ah, for the salat of Jum'ah. That a person is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is going to learn knowledge of deen in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person is going to make an effort to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make an effort that help other people get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, obviously those people who are mujahidun in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have the great rank. So this ghubar of the dust of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam can never mix. Meaning that person will never, inshaAllah, go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala will protect them from that. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ورجل قلبه معلق في المساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمعا عليه وتفرقا عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه متفق عليه. This hadith has come in different chapters in the past, and we've covered it in different chapters because it's, subhanAllah, such an important hadith. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, 7 people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade them in His shade on the day in which there will be no other shade except for the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imamun Adilun, the first person is a just ruler. And a youngster who was nurtured upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, a person whose heart is connected to the masjid. And fourthly, 2 people who love each other only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other dunyawi gharz, no other worldly purpose. Sirf Allah ke waaste muhabbat. And they meet each other for the sake, isi ki wajah se ek dusre se mulaqat karte hain, aur isi ki wajah se ek dusre se alag bhi hote hain. They meet each other for the sake of Allah, they leave each other's company for the sake of Allah. No other gharz, no other purpose, no underlying maqsad. And the fifth person is a person that a very beautiful woman, and a woman who has a very high status in society, she calls him to do a bad action with her. And it is very convincing and it is very appealing. But he says, Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he stays away. And the sixth person, someone who gives so much sadaqah and charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gives it so concealingly, in such a concealing manner, in such a hidden manner, that his left hand doesn't even know what his right hand is spending. Itne chupke andaz mein wo sadaqa karte Allah ta'ala ki raah mein kharch karte hain ki apne khud ke jo daaye haath hai unko usko pata nahi hota ki baaye haath ne kitna kharch kiya hai. Matlab itna aur itna zyada bhi. Ek hota hai maine sirf 5 pound diye, 10 pound diye, 20 pound diye, mujhe kuch hisab hota hai agarche main khufiya andaz mein do, aur itna zyada do ki mujhe bilkul yaad hi nahi. So the 2 things here, firstly he does it in a hidden manner, people don't know how much this person is giving. Secondly, he gives so much that he can't keep count of it, he can't keep track of it, subhanallah. And the 6th, 7th person is رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is alone, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, and his tears start to stream down his cheeks. His eyes flow with tears. So these are 7 categories of people, and the 7th one is this person who is connected to our chapter, a person whose eyes are always watering with tears, and khaliyan, when people are not there. Because when you're in front of people, the intention can get spoiled. It's very, very easy. When a person is alone and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone is a time of ghaflat. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. When you're alone, when you're in public, one is quite easy, you know, mashallah, so people, lots of clips, YouTube clips, this and that. The reality is, a person's heart, if it is soft and it is actually connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can cry. But he won't want to do it in front of people because then the intention can get spoiled. Some people, subhanallah, they can't stop their crying. That's a natural thing. So we're not going to say someone cries in publicly, okay, he's just showing off. Because sometimes it's natural. Pakistan mein ek bahut bade alim e deen the, Maulana Faqir Muhammad Peshawari rahmatullahi alayh, great scholar of deen. He would always cry, constantly cry. He couldn't stop crying. He was a young child, 15, 16, 17 years old, when he was taken by his sheikh to Hakimul Ummat Maulana Shibli Thani rahmatullahi alayh, and Hazrat just cast some glance at him. After he came from that majlis, he just couldn't stop crying, always crying, always crying, always crying. Whenever you see him, he's crying. It was a hal. It was his state that Allah Ta'ala had kept him in constantly. He would look at the Kaaba, someone was mentioning, Dr. Tanweer Ahmed Khan Sahib, a great scholar, he's passed away now. So he was saying that Maulana Faqir Muhammad Sahib, he would look at the Kaaba and he would cry. So Hazrat, why are you crying? He said, I can see the 100 rahmas of Allah Ta'ala coming onto the Kaaba. I can see it with my own eyes. Hadith mein hum sunte hain, he said, I'm seeing it with my own eyes. It's crying. Allah Ta'ala ko malum hai ke what kayfiyat, what tranquility, what happiness, what experience he was going through that was just making him cry all the time. So this is something different. But otherwise the person, when they are alone, they cry out of the fear. But they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember their sins. It's very important. And sins help us cry. Remembering death. Hey, you know, a person's birthday has come. You know, whatever date you are, Allah knows how many days I have left. Subhanallah, the most saddening things we hear, how people are losing their lives, how people are passing away. When will be my time? And then everything's finished. No more opportunity to do good deeds. Bas, whatever I have now, ٹوٹی پھوٹی عمل اس کو ساتھ لے کے مجھے جانا پڑے گا, ایک بھی سبحان اللہ کہنے کا فرصت نہیں ملے گا. So it should really sadden a person, concern a person, shouldn't let us sleep at night. وعن عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يصلي ولجوفه أزيز كأزيز المرجل من البكاء. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود والترمذي في الشمائل بإسناد صحيح. سيدنا عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله عنه narrate that I came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he was performing salah. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کے بس میں آیا اس حال میں کہ حضور صلى الله عليه وسلم نماز ادا کر رہے تھے. ولجوفه عزيز كعزيز المرجل من البكاء. And from the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this whistling sound could be heard, like the whistling of mirjal. Mirjal is a pot that they would use to boil things on. You know, they put items in the pot or water in the pot and they boil it. So when water is boiled in that pot, it makes a sound. So we can describe it like a kettle, like the whistling of a kettle. Out of crying excessively, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's chest was making this noise. بعض دفعہ ہوتا ہے نا کہ انسان اپنے, ون از یو کرائی لاؤڈلی اینڈ ون از یو ٹرائنگ ٹو ہولڈ یور ٹیئرز ان, سو دین یو جسٹ ان ایڈورٹنٹلی وداؤٹ ریئلائزنگ یو میک ڈفرنٹ ساؤنڈز. آئی دا ساؤنڈز فرام دا نوز, لائک لاسٹ ویک یو مینشن دا حدیث دیٹ دا صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہ دیٹ ولہم خنین, صحابہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دے کورڈ دیئر فیسز اینڈ دے ٹرائنگ ٹو کنٹرول دیئر ٹیئرز, بٹ دے یو کین ہیئر دا ساؤنڈ آف کرائنگ فرام دیئر نوزز, یو نو دا ساؤنڈ آف کرائنگ. سو سملرلی دیز ڈفرنٹ ساؤنڈز دا باڈی میکس وین یو آر ریئلی ٹرائنگ ٹو اسٹائفل ہولڈ یور ٹیئرز. سو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پرفارمنگ صلاح اینڈ ہیز کرائنگ, دس از سو نارمل, ریسائٹنگ قرآن کرائنگ. سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق, یو صدیق, صدیق, واٹ ڈز صدیق مین؟ You know, صادق الأحوال, صادق الأقوال, صادق الأفعال. I don't have time to describe this. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the most perfect in every single way in his iman. As soon as he would start salah, he'd start crying. And he'd start crying loudly. And he couldn't help himself. بے بس ہو جاتے تھے, زور زور سے رونا سیدنا صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ کی شروع ہو جاتی تھی. نماز میں بس رونے کی وجہ سے زبان سے تلاوت کرنا مشکل ہو جاتا تھا ان کے لیے. So Sayyidina Aisha رضی اللہ, سیدتنا المؤمنین عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہ, when hearing that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had appointed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq as the imam, said, Ya Rasulullah, how can my father be the imam? He cries so much in salah, he's unable to continue. So this is soft-heartedness. What sins did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ عنہ have? SubhanAllah, which sins did he have? Appear to be his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish I was the hair on the body of a mu'min. I wish I was a blade of grass that an animal just came and ate. I wish I didn't exist. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So this is a person's ma'rifah and recognition of Allah and understanding that Allah has given me so many favors. Zindagi barke mein ibadat karun, har lamha Allah ko yaad karun, phir bhi Allah ta'ala ki ni'matun ki haq ada nahi hoga. This is the reality. This is ma'rifat of Allah. Who is Allah? What is Allah going to give? Jannah. How much Allah is giving in this dunya? I can't repay Allah. Every second if I was doing ibadat of Allah, I still couldn't repay Allah. I can only be saved from Jahannam through Allah's kindness. Dunya ka sabse bade wali bhi hoon, Jahannam ke aag se sirf Allah ta'ala ki fazl aur karam se insaan bach sakega. Aur jannat mein sirf Allah ta'ala ki fazl aur karam se dakhla le sakega. This is very important that we realize. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى, يقول أم حديث إن شاء الله. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه إن الله عز وجل أمرني أن أقرأ عليك لم يكن الذين كفروا, قال وسماني, قال نعم, فبكى أبي, متفق عليه. وفي رواية فجعل أبي يبكي. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu that Allah ta'ala has commanded me to recite Suratul Bayyina, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, to recite Suratul Bayyina in front of you. Allah ne mujhe hukam diya hai, tumhare saamne, main Surah Bayyina ki tilawat karu. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu said, وَسَمَّانِ, did Allah take my name? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala ne mera naam liya hai. Did Allah say, look, the Sahaba were not in the habit of questioning any decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he's in so much shock. Ya Rasulullah, did he say, just do tilawat of Surah Bayyina to any ummati randomly? Any of the Sahaba? Or did he take my name? In different narrations, it mentions that he asked this a couple of times. بار بار سیدنا عبی بن کعب رضی اللہ عنہ نے دہرایا کیا اللہ تعالیٰ نے میرے نام لے کر کہا کہ عبی کے سامنے تلاوت فرماؤ؟ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے نام یس اللہ تعالیٰ is saying recite this surah in front of عبی بن کعب رضی اللہ عنہ. فبكى عبی سیدنا عبی بن کعب رضی اللہ عنہ started to cry. سبحان اللہ, how honorable this is that in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your name is taken, subhanallah, or in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many awliya of Allah we have the examples of, okay, people would come and tell them, in my dream I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told me to go and give salam to you, he told me to go and pass this message to you. They'd just cry, they'd become, you know, uncontrollable with tears and with Allah's Rasul, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking my name. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking my name. So overwhelming. So this is crying out of happiness. This is not crying out of sadness. Crying out of happiness. Subhanallah. Person can cry out of sadness, cry out of happiness. Crying out of happiness. So we understand this is also such a sunnah of the Sahaba and a blessed thing that when a person hears a good news, glad tidings, they cry out of happiness and out of joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do amal upon these few ahadith. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi, shukran, stop.